Welcome to this edition of the Heartfelt Ministries podcast with your host, counselor, author, women's minister, and Bible teacher, Dr. Joneal Kirby. Each week, Dr. Kirby, aka Dr. Mom, will give you practical life encouragement as she hits on topics like, do you want your kids to know and love God? Are you struggling with time to make memories with your children? Do you want to build a legacy of faith in your family? Is it your deep desire to have a stronger marriage? How can you be a good friend in today's social society? Dr. Kirby shares her heart with you, hoping you'll be refreshed and blessed each week. Heartfelt Ministries is an international women's ministry helping women all over the globe reach God's potential for women based in Titus 2. Now, for today's podcast, here's our host, the founder of Heartfelt Ministries, Joneal Kirby.
Well, I'm certainly glad that you joined us again on this podcast for Heartfelt Ministries. I definitely have been thinking about you over the past few weeks. We have kicked off this Heartfelt podcast with topics that you are concerned about. I am always thinking about you. I know you find that to be a little crazy that someone you may not even know personally spends some time in her day thinking about you, but that is because it is very important that on this podcast that we are meeting needs of the women of God that are out there, especially you women who are in that busy time of life of raising your kids and wanting to do so well. I talk to many of you each week and your concerns concern me. And one of the concerns that I know is prevalent right now is the education of your child. I am the blessed grandma of 7 grandkids. 3 of them are not yet ready for school, as a formal school anyway. I have a 10-month-old, an 18-month-old, and a 2.5-year-old who are learning lots of things, but not necessarily in a formal education plan. But I do have 4 who are at that age and the stage of life where educating them is very, very important. And it's important to me and their parents. I just thought I would share today something that is personal to me because 3 of my grandkids, well, actually 2, the ones that are old enough, are being homeschooled by their parents. 2 of my grands, 2 boys, are being schooled in private Christian education. Both of those settings are very, very important and valuable in my heart because of what these 4 youngsters are gaining through the leadership of their parents as well as teachers. But today I wanted to talk to you a little bit about homeschooling because I know it is now something that over 2 million parents in our country are doing actively, routinely, and giving their hearts and their homes over to educating their children at home. So just a little background. My daughter-in-law is a physician and has been practicing now for it's hard to believe it, 12 years. But she is now also the mom of 4 children. And the private school setting that they had their oldest 2 in was a wonderful learning environment. Nothing really negative about it at all. It was a great environment. But my son and my daughter-in-law really considered the reality of being able to educate 4 children through private education. And because this was something that was financially very demanding, they began thinking about this about 1.5 years ago, the possibility of them homeschooling their children. It was not a decision made lightly. I will tell you that. We were praying. I was praying. Their grandfather was praying. And their other set of grandparents as well. We were consulted and felt very blessed to be part of that decision making process. But they did decide 1 year ago that they wanted to take on this task. And so my daughter-in-law, I call her my daughter-in-love, actually quit practicing as a doctor to stay home full-time and be able to teach her children from home. I can't tell you what a delight that has been to our family for her to make that decision and for her husband, my son, to be incredibly supportive as a dad and now also as a homeschooling parent. The work that he does with his children is phenomenal. He has rearranged even his work schedule to be able to accommodate more time with his children. Homeschooling, wow, it has really taken off in our country. Here are some of the reasons that parents have given to why they want to homeschool. This is not new information for you that do homeschool, but perhaps for those of you who are considering it or just curious about it, this might help you. Some of the reasons that parents do this is because they have had their children in public education or know of the deficiencies of their local system, and they want their children to be more academically prepared in life than their public schools are able to do. Another reason, and I hear this quite often from the homeschooling parents I know personally, is that there is such a low standard of moral atmosphere in our public schools today. When prayer and God was taken out of our school systems, it seemed that behavior problems, just character and morals, have declined so dramatically. And most homeschooling parents are very aware of this situation that puts their children in jeopardy of influencing the influencers that are in their schools. Also, there are parents who have chosen to homeschool because they would send their children to private Christian schools, but they're not available in their areas, or like my own children made the decision because the Christian schools were available, but it was financially just not something they could take on. One of the strongest reasons that I know, and I hear this often too, is that homeschooling parents want to be the strongest voice in their children's education. This is something that homeschooling parents take very seriously, is being able to shape their child's view of the world and its culture, and all things that all human beings need to be learning as they mature and make their way into a successful adulthood. Parents want very much to be the first voice the children hear in their head. And lastly, this is something that I've really thought about a lot, but I've heard this reason and I just have really thought about this a lot. It's parents that homeschool want their children to become much more dependent on them and their family values rather than shifting that to dependence on their peers or their friends. That culture of children that children in public education as well as private education get is very strong. And we know from the human development cycle around the age of 9, children do begin putting much more weight on what their peers think and say and act like than they do their parents and their family. And it's a real concern of all parents, I believe, but especially those who homeschool. They see that that influence needs to be more directed towards the values of the parents. I think many homeschooling parents also are Christians, and we are seeing this being a very strong motivation for homeschooling parents. Although there are non-believing homeschool parents who choose to have these same reasons and guide their children well, but believing parents, those who have a strong Christian faith, often look at scripture for their inspiration. One of them is from Deuteronomy 6 that says, "These commandments that I give you today are to be up on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates." Yeah, pretty much all the time. in your home.
Here's from Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all the words of this law. And then this verse from the New Testament, Ephesians 6:4, is fathers, do not exasperate your children.
I believe that homeschooling parents who are believers want to also shape the faith path of their children in a way that will be a blessing to them for the rest of their lives. And when our children are away from us 7 to 8 hours a day, we are left with very little time to be able to do that. Those of us who raised our children in the educational system, whether public or private, felt that gap of time strongly because we knew that there was really not enough hours in the day to get life done while we were with our children. So those few precious hours we may have before school or after school or on weekends is small compared to what homeschooling parents have chosen. And that is one reason that I feel so blessed that my own children, my son and his wife, have decided to homeschool their children. Oftentimes you hear that families make the decision to turn to homeschooling because they're very disturbed about the local public schools and the education influence as well as their peer influence that will be happening in those schools. And I know that's certainly true. But I do know also many of the homeschooling parents want to teach their children at home because they're very family oriented. And they see how families often are under attack by the culture, how children are susceptible to so many of our cultural influence today. And they want the environment of their children to be in the home with the family. I've even heard it said by a dad that my kids now are finally out of diapers and they're so much fun. We really are enjoying them right now, and they're not yet a teenager. So this is the most delightful time of their lives, and we want them to be home with us so we can enjoy them. We don't want to be away from them for 7 or 8 hours a day. And I think that is one of the most beautiful reasons why a parent would want to homeschool their children. And you may want to be thinking about that right now as I'm talking about this subject today. I want to encourage you too, if you are a homeschooling parent or thinking of this as an alternative way to educate your children, is to think about becoming better prepared. If you're homeschooling already, I know you probably work on that so much, going to conferences and reading all the books your kids are reading, and you're making time to meet with other homeschooling parents to be able to make sure that their educational attainment is happening. And I think you can't emphasize that enough. I really don't think that we can in any way dismiss that and its importance or lower the value system being a parent who is very prepared to homeschool, because there are some homeschooling situations that are not optimum. They're not the best for a child. And oftentimes that may be because the parents just did not realize what it was going to require of them in order to design a very quality homeschool. So even though you may not have a certain level of educational or academic preparation, you can achieve that now as you're going through your homeschooling program with your own children. Curriculum is out there. Excellent curriculums. In fact, I'm amazed now that I'm a homeschooling grandparent at the wonderful materials and resources that are available in the 21st century. Learning skills are emphasized and can be measured now in your homeschooling situation. And I hope that you are taking advantage of the organizations that have been put together for homeschooling parents.
The academic growth of your child is dependent on you now. And even though you may not have the academic degree or the educational training, it is still your responsibility as a parent to make sure your children do not lag behind their natural development. And so I would encourage you to read materials from the homeschooling associations about where your child is in their capability. Are they ready before 4 years old? Are they ready for what you want them to do at 8? Is your child progressing as a young adolescent should academically? Why is this important? Because your child will be going on to be an adult for a lot more time than they're spending with you. So parents, make sure that you commit strongly to this parental responsibility and take the time to do your own homework so that your children will develop academically as they are ready in a very high quality homeschooling situation. So I have to encourage you on that, because I do know of parents who've not done the necessary prep work and probably have not done their children a good service by this. And if you feel like you're one of those right now, well, you're hearing this, please be encouraged. I definitely am not bashing you, but I do want to give you a word of encouragement to go and seek the help you need. Don't quit homeschooling, but seek the help from homeschooling associations, organizations. Go online and just look at some of the wonderful curriculum that is out there and see what you need to do to be as prepared as you possibly can be. The other part of homeschooling that I hear from people who are just not quite certain whether this is a good thing for children and families is about socialization. I think it's a time for us to really talk about this and take it out and unpack it a little bit. Socialization is a psychological term that came into existence in the early 1900s. And as parents were moving their children out of a home situation because public education now was becoming more attainable in the United States, there were educational psychologists as well as others who began to champion the idea of children being taken care of by, well, let's just say the word, institutions, academic institutions, which we call education. And so this idea of publicly socializing our children became one of the reasons that parents were encouraged to put their children in school rather than keep them at home, which had been the norm for hundreds of years in our country, thousands of years in our world. So I want to speak to that for just a minute and help you as you kind of think through that, and maybe even need to develop a good answer when people ask you about socializing your children. There is pressure to socialize your children, and you will do that. It's not as if you and your children now are going to be completely isolated from all human contact just because you decide not to put your children into the schools. You are going to, though, have now a great deal of influence on the decision of where your children socialize with other people, who they are, who those families are, who is going to be a greater influence on your child. And I do want to tell you this as a mental health person, the more influence, for the longer that good godly parents can have over their children, only will do good things for a child as they mature into adolescence and young adult life. If your values follow God, if your family home situation is healthy, and please don't say healthy versus dysfunctional, because we're all dysfunctional a little bit, aren't we? Some of us more than others. Sin is a natural part of this world. We know that. So don't think that your dysfunction is enough to keep your kids from being home. Just look at it as a place where you want to be as
mentally and emotionally and spiritually healthy as you can. So moms and dads need to be making sure that they are doing everything they can personally to work on their own mental health, emotional health, and spiritual health. So if you are taking on the role of a homeschooling parent, you will want to seek out healthy situations for your child that you can choose who the people are that will be influencing your kids. How amazing is this, that your child may actually have more time to spend with their aging grandmother and be able to receive wisdom and care and nurturing and love from her that would be impossible with the amount of time that being schooled would do. Think about being able to get the influence of that amazingly gifted piano instructor that's at your church that you would love for your children to be able to spend hours with, to not only learn the skill of piano, but because that godly person is such a role model for your child. And then think about those families who, like you, are seeking more time with their children because they love family so much. And to be able to have your child in that environment with those children, with those parents, as you grow your own social world. Those are the kind of decisions that homeschooling parents have the advantage of making. So I want you to think about your sports teams, the musical lessons, the possibilities of being able to sit under chemistry tutors or Latin tutors, or being able to take another foreign language, to be able to expand your child who at 7 years old looks like he could be an engineer, to be able to be in an environment where that natural talent and interest can be nourished and nurtured, because you are putting your child in those situations intentionally. And that is the key word to socializing your child. The intention of socializing your child with people who can be good, godly influences on your children. It can't be overstated how powerful that is for you as a homeschooling parent. Well, I've bent your ear enough today, and I thank you for being a part of Heartfelt Ministries podcast. If I am meeting your needs, let me know that. If you have other things you want us to talk about and you'd like to hear some opinions or some information, send me an email and let me know what you're thinking about all this.
You can reach me at heartfeltpodcast@gmail.com.
Also, you can go on our website, heartfeltministries.org, and you can reach me by emailing me directly through our contacts there. Thank you for listening today. It's been a real blessing to be with you today. God bless you. Go out now and have a great day.